This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your beagle behaving a bit too bossy? Do your Persians seem a little paranoid? Are your terriers in need of some deep therapy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn to understand your dog or cat's behavior, well, almost as well as they understand your behavior. If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to find out how to resolve any issues with your dog or cat, or your cat and dog want to find out any issues that they're having with you, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, we'll be asking and helping you out with things like housebreaking, chewing, jumping, barking, digging, humping, scratching, not using a litter box. Your dog doesn't get along with the dog next door. Your cat's not thrilled about your new boyfriend. Get the idea, folks, right? That's what we do here on The Pet Show, and that's what we've been doing for over four decades, is helping people cope with their pet's behavior, and a lot more likely, helping pets cope with their people behavior, which is not always that easy to do. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, a great time to give me a call if you want to find out why they're chewing, jumping, humping. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. I got some stuff to give away on the show as well. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to brag about a dog or cat you rescued, I'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to The Pet Show. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show, but as always, your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, and we'll try to get to as much of it as we possibly can. All right, hear me out. A brand new study reveals that cats fall into one of five personality types. So what personality type is your cat? Find out coming up a little bit later. I think you're going to be surprised at some of the personality types that they've picked out. Also coming up on today's show, listen carefully. Watch what you say. You know, your dogs may remember a lot more than you give them credit for. So what is episodic memory? Episodic memory, and how does it relate to your dogs? Be careful what you say in front of your dogs. I'm telling you, they do not forget. Also coming up on today's show, I know a lot of people out there have gone through this. If you've ever lived with a teenage dog or a teenage cat, remember, just like teenage humans, they may find all different ways to annoy you, and what gets them the most attention. So, is your dog or a cat a juvenile delinquent? Give me a call, let me know, I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, that is the way to get through. Also coming up on today's show, and this kind of ties into the question of the day as well. What if science allowed you to ask your dogs and cats questions? What questions would you ask them? As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, maybe they're chewing, maybe that rescue cat scratched your favorite couch, not using a litter box, that beautiful puppy you brought home isn't housebroken, your cat doesn't get along with other cats, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, or your dog just literally believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you might be having with your pets and any issues your pets may be having with you. Again, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I do have some Lucy pet food to give away on today's show. I do have some Kitty Lickies to give away on today's show as well. Maybe a copy or two of my best-selling books or a T-shirt. So great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. So the question of the day is pretty simple. What would you ask your dogs or cats? What question would you ask your dogs and cats if you had that opportunity? Am I a good guardian? Do I treat you well? Do I love you enough? Do I feed you enough? Do I spend enough time with you? Do I spoil you? What questions would you ask your dogs and cats? I want to know. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the pet show. And as I said, I do have a few things to give away on today's show as well. So if you have a question or comment, great time to give me a call. Broadcasting today from beautiful Peoria, Arizona. Yeah, that's where I am, Peoria, Arizona. I'm now living in Arizona once again. I guess they kicked me out of California, sent me to Arizona. When I lived in Arizona, they kicked me out of Arizona, sent me back to California. Now I'm back in Arizona. I don't know where I'm like a nomad out here. 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phones, take a few questions. You have plenty of time for your calls, and I got a few things to give away as well. But right now, let me go to Lori. Hey, Lori, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I am super. How are you doing in beautiful Lawndale, California?
Good. It's kind of cold over here a little bit.
don't be complaining to me about the cold. It was 94 degrees yesterday. Yeah. But everyone's saying, don't worry about it, Warren. It's a dry heat. Dry heat, my butt. Dry heat is heat. It's like a blowtorch is dry heat, too. But anyway, I love Arizona. Yeah. What a great state to live in. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Just want to tell you that... I recently, in February, it was February 27th, I put down my cat, Henry. He was
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. We figured he was about 16, maybe 18 years old because he came to me. He adopted me like 7 years ago, and he was from the streets, and he had a lot of scratches and cut up on, you know, markings, scratch up on his face. Scars on his face from fighting.
So he was a battle hardened cat from the outdoors.
Yes. And yeah, at first he did not want to be picked up or touched, and I just kept working with him every day, brushing him and combing him and picking him up and telling him I love him. And he came to be one of my best cats ever. He would like hug my hand and arm when he was asleep. That's how he had to sleep, by hugging my hand. And I would ask him, do you know I'm your mom and my name is Lori? And then I would always talk to him and say, it's bedtime, are you coming to bed? And do you want your breakfast now? Do you want your lunch? And he was just the best cat. So he was one of my cats. I had another cat that I adopted when she was about 10.
It sounds to me like what you're talking about here, and it's so important to get this point across, is that, you know, very often we adopt a dog or we adopt a cat. Sometimes they come with some behaviors. Either they were never taught properly, they were never socialized or exposed. But you give them the time. If you give them the time to decompress, if you give them the time to adapt, if you spend the time with them socializing and exposure, these dogs and cats that have had such a hard time in the beginning turn out to be absolutely incredible companions, don't they?
Yes.
So your recommendation would be, if you're looking for a new pet, go adopt from a shelter, rescue, or even off the streets.
Yes.
So, Laura, you have no pets now, Laura?
No, I'm not ready.
Well, you know, when you're ready, you'll know you're ready. It's, you know, you have to agree. Everyone has to go through it in their own time. When you're ready, you're ready. But that was a great call, by the way, Lori. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for calling.
You have a great day.
You too. You have a great day, too. You know, it's so amazing to me And I guess the reason I've been doing this show for decades is because it's like therapy for me. You know, people used to say, Warren, you're absolutely crazy. You can't love animals that much. You can't be treat animals better than people. You can't. They would say this stuff to me. By doing this show for over four decades, I think it's 44 years now on this show, and even longer than that on Regis and Kathleen, the Today Show on the TV. It's amazing to me how this is kind of like therapy because you guys make me feel normal. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is really pretty simple. What question would you ask your dogs or cats or horses if you had the opportunity to ask your pet a question? What question would you ask them? Give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I do have some Lucy pet food to give away. I do have some kitty lickies to give away as well, and maybe a T-shirt or a copy of the book. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to Dwight and all your phone calls. You know, you're listening to The Pet Show, and many of you, and you're not just listeners, you're my friends. You know, without you, I'm not normal. So you are my buddies out there. But I want to share this with you because I really want you to help out this group. I have known about Delta Rescue for a long, long time, and people are always asking me, Warren, where should I donate? Listen to me carefully. If you were absolutely positive, I mean absolutely positive, that every single dollar you donated, you can really, literally change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted by horrible guardians, thrown out of cars and streets and forests and woods all across America. Isn't that a legacy that you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. There's no doubt in my mind that my listeners would want to leave that legacy behind. For over 44 years now, Delta Rescue and my friend Leo Grillo could never do the absolutely life-saving, amazing, incredible, I don't know what other words to use, what devil to the work they do every day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. I want you to listen to me carefully. From saving lives, and Delta Rescue actually provides lifetime medical care, for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta is the group, in my opinion, that does deserve your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals when now. It'll avoid fundraising costs and actually provide tax benefits. It's a win-win-win situation. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and every day they prove that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, helping the animals directly. But I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans. Every donation, every one, big, small, doesn't make any difference, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs and cats and horses not just happy, not just healthy, not just safe, but actually loved. That's important to me, loved for the first time in their life. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Don't wait. They need you now. DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the stories of these individual pets and how they were thrown away in the past but are now rescued and living great at Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. No matter what the size, it helps. So go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or if you prefer, you can text them directly to dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Looking for the And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Coming up, what type of personality is your cat? A new study says there are five different cat personalities. How much does your dog really remember? What is episodic memory? That coming up as well. And if you had the opportunity to ask your dog or cat or horse, whatever pet you have, a question, what question would you ask your pet? Give me a call. That number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Right now, let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed. Welcome to The Pet Show. Hey, Ed. Oh, Ed. Is there no Ed? Ed. All right, so there's no Ed. So let's bypass that. Ed disappeared on us. So let's go to Dwight in beautiful Kingman, Arizona. Hey, Dwight, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike. That's okay. Listen, it's on my computer. It could be anything. Anyway, Mike, what can I do for you?
I have three rescue cats. I've had Two of them are females. I've had them for now 8 years. And then I just recently added a 1.5-year-old male, and I'm having a hard time introducing him into the household.
I'm assuming everyone's spayed and neutered.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had this male cat?
I've had him now 2 months. He's a rescue as well.
And what have you tried to do to introduce him so far?
Well, at first, when I brought him into the house, I let him loose, and he tried to attack the girls right away.
Yeah.
And so what I've done now is I've put a cage. It's a large cage, but I've put a cage in there, and I put him in the cage, and I let the girls out of the room, and I try to introduce him that way.
Okay, a couple of errors. That first of all, right off the bat, the big mistake you made was letting him loose right away, because once he showed that aggressive behavior towards the female cats, they learn through association. That's going to stick with them for a while. It's not going to go away overnight. So we're going to have to kind of build on this a little bit at a time. The first thing I'm going to recommend that you do is what we call scent swapping. I don't know if you did it or not, but before you introduce any cat to another cat, they need to get used to the other one's scent first. And by that, I mean what I would recommend that you do is get the scent of the male cat. You can put it on a stuffed animal, you can put it on a towel, whatever, put that in with the female cats, and then get the scent of the female cats and put that in with the male cat. I'm not a big fan about the cat being in a cage. That's going to create more animosity. If you have no other choice, I understand it, but I'd rather see you gate him off in a room than put him in a cage where he feels confined.
I do that as well. He is gated off in a room.
Okay, good.
And his scent is in the main living quarters of the house, like the living room and the kitchen.
Yeah, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the scent, a strong scent of the cat in with the other cats when he's not there.
Oh, okay, so put like his bedding or something in there.
Not his bedding, either a stuffed animal with his, rub it all over the male cat, take a stuffed animal or a towel, rub it all over him, get his scent on it, bring that in with the females, and do the same thing with the females, and bring that in with the male.
Okay, I can do that.
Once they get used to the scent of each other, it'll make the introduction ultimately a lot easier. But it's going to take some time now because we made a couple of really critical mistakes at the beginning. Let me do this. I don't want to rush you. So, Dwight, can I put you on hold? I got to take a break. Let me put Dwight on hold. We'll come back to Dwight.
Then
we'll get. I'm sorry, Mike. I just says Dwight on my computer. We'll get right back to Mike. Plenty of time for your calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Smelly cat, what?
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Got a question or comment? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the 5 personality types of cats according to a new study. I don't know if I agree. We'll find out coming up in a little bit. Also coming up, how much do your dogs really remember? Do you got to be careful what you say in front of them? And have you ever lived with a teenage dog? My parents lived with me. Remember, just like teenage humans, they may find what annoys you and what gets them the most attention. Is your dog a juvenile delinquent? Give me a call. Let me know. Any other questions you may have, jumping, humping, digging? The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Before that last break, we were talking to my friend Mike in Kingman, Arizona, that has, I believe, Mike, you said you had 2 female cats and 1 new male that you adopted, and the male cat was aggressive towards the female, so now we want to try to kind of make a reintroduction in a more positive way. So the first thing I recommended was the scent swapping. That's critical right off the bat. The second thing I'm going to recommend, and I usually call this like first cat psychology, and this is real important, Mike, also, is that what I would try to do is, I don't know if there's anyone else living in the family with you or in the home with you, but if you can have one person hold one of the female cats and one person hold a male cat in the same room at opposite ends, just let them know they're in the same room. Do that for a couple of minutes. Once they ignore each other, put them away, forget about it. But every time you end in a positive note, you get closer and closer and closer. That's number one. Number two is probably the most important thing that you can do is when you have a lot of cats together or a lot of kids together, a lot of anything together, is distraction sometimes is the best way to go. So when you have the male cat and the female cats together, I would make sure there are cardboard boxes and paper bags and organic catnip, all of these things in that same room with you, so the cat, the male cat, has a choice. But the bottom line here is, and it's going to take some time, you made that introduction at the beginning, and because they learn through association, they remember that introduction, and it wasn't a positive one, but little by little, they will come around, and eventually you will come home and find them sleeping in a whisker to whisker. But don't get frustrated. Just remember, work on it a little bit at a time. Just make sure that every time they're together, you end in a positive note, and really focus in terms of that that first pet psychology and that scent swapping, and I think you're going to be fine down the road, Mike.
That sounds great. Yeah, and you gave me some great ideas. I have been trying to introduce them slowly in the same room together, and I do have a bedroom set up for the male, so when I do keep, I do let the cats rotate in and out, separately into the main house. So I do, you know, I do have their pet.
Oh, so you're kind of a little bit ahead of the game at this point. But how many, is there a neutral, in other words, when you have the two cats together, what I'd like to see that is I'd like to see it kind of more of in a neutral room, not in the room where the male is, not in the room where the females are, but kind of a neutral turf. Sometimes neutral turf is the best way to go.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, is using the living room as a neutral turf. Because I have the two females in my bedroom with me, and then I have a second bedroom that the male is in, and I, like I said, during the day I let the male out when I'm at work, and he has the room of the house and his bedroom, and then in the evenings I put him in his room, and then I let the females out, and then I do bring the male out, and you know, the females are sitting on the couches or whatever, and I have him and I'm holding him and
You're on target. Just don't lose your patience. It's not going to happen overnight, but little by little, they will come around. And to help them get through it, Mike, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you some kitty lickies. When they're together in the room, give them some of the kitty licky treats so they're associated on what they're getting versus each other. And a little distraction goes a long way. But be patient. Little by little, they will come around, I promise. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got plenty of time to answer your questions. I got a few things to give away on the Pet Show, Lucy Pet Food. I just gave away some kitty lickies. Maybe I'll give away a T-shirt or two. I don't know. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Come on, guys. The question of the day is pretty simple. If you had the opportunity to ask your dog or cats a question, what question would you ask your dog or cat? Do you love me? Am I good? Am I bad? Do I feed you enough? Am I a good mommy? Am I a good daddy? Am I a horrible mommy? Am I mommy dearest? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear. It was kind of interesting. My Los Angeles audience was kind of right on target with this, and it's kind of interesting, some of the questions. Do you love mommy? Do you love daddy? Did mommy treat you properly? Do I get you enough? Do I bring you enough gifts? Great questions. By the way, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me do this. Let me take a break. When we come back, Tony in Minnesota, we'll get to you. We'll get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, though, we're going to talk not only about teenage dogs and the five personality types of your cat, but I want to talk to you. You know, when I was studying in Europe, I really want to go over the memory of your dog, because a lot of people think that their dogs forget. Their dogs don't remember what they did or what they didn't do, but they do remember, but they remember in a little bit of a different way than we remember. So we'll talk about that. We'll answer all your questions. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then we'll get back to all of your phone calls right after this. Hey, you know, if you, and I know you do, love your dogs and cats, you want to make sure that you give them everything that they need to stay healthy. And one of those products is the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. And you can check out the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. You can go to Walmart.com. I think Amazon may be out of them, but that's just temporary. We'll get them back in soon. But the Hugs and Kisses is one way to approach it. But I want to give you some input on a special thing that's going on my specific website page. If you go to thepetshow.com, and don't forget thepetshow.com. You know, for years, I would give away Nature Vet products. And the company was recently bought, but I do have some Nature Vet products available at my site. And they're great products. And here's the deal. I've never done this before. If you go to my website, thepetshow.com, and you order Nature Vet products and Nature Vet products only, we're having a BOGO sale. I had to ask, what does BOGO mean? It's buy one, get one free, whether it be arthritis, whether it be calming your pet down, allergies. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. But again, don't forget that, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. Ask about the BOGO sale for Nature Vet products, available only at my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Ow, wow, we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Are you guys afraid to answer my question? Is what question would you ask your dog or a cat if you had the opportunity to ask them a question? Come on now. I would ask my dogs or cats a lot of things, but I'm not going to tell you what I would ask them. All right, let me get right back to the jamming phone lines here. We're going to start out with Tony in Minnesota, then we're going to Vermont, then we're going to Washington State. But right now, it's Tony in Hibbing, Minnesota. Do I have that right, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Hibbing, Minnesota. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd want to ask my dog if he actually thinks he's the boss of the house. It's either me or him, so.
It's him. You know it's him, Tony. Come on. If your dog had a thumb, he'd be calling me, asking me questions about your behavior.
I always say the thumb thing. That's the big one, yes.
There you go. So what's up?
I like to play the flashlight game with him.
Yeah.
You know, he chases the flashlight, but now he likes the disco ball, but he seems compulsive with it. He'll stare at the wall for 10 minutes after we're done playing. Even the next day, he'll go back to that same spot and stare where that light was. Can it be bad for him to
Tony, let me give you some news here, okay? First of all, disco is dead, okay? Let me just start. Okay? There's no more. Where did you get a disco ball in 2024? Is what I like to know.
Anyway, I got it from the old VFW. Yeah.
Well, bless you for your service, by the way. Speaking of that, I went to the traveling, healing wall yesterday, Vietnam Memorial Wall. It was in Arizona yesterday. I went to visit. What an incredible experience. Anyway, Tony, let me get back to what I was talking about. Here's the scenario. You made a major error. That flashlight game, I don't know who told you to play the flashlight game. I don't know where you got the idea of the flashlight game being a good idea. But by having the dog chase something that he can't get is really making the dog neurotic. Therefore, the neurotic behavior turns into compulsive behavior with the disco ball. Whatever you're going to do, if you're going to teach your dog to chase something, have him chase something he can see, smell, or taste, not something that he can't. That's where the problem created from. So I would back off a little bit right now on the disco ball, put it away, put the flashlight away, work on some good basic training and education with the dog, because the resolution to your problem is not really a resolution as much as it is the fact that the situation was created because we're making the dog neurotic. It's like promising someone that you will do something for it and it never gets done, and then just you keep promising and promising and promising. Compulsive behavior is not good for humans. It's not good for pets. And I think in this case, Tony, when in doubt, any good therapist will tell you blame mom and dad. So Tony, I'm going to blame you on creating the problem. So back off on a disco ball, okay? Get into country music. He'll enjoy that. Back off the disco ball. Back off the flashlight. Play games where at the end result, he's going to receive what he's chasing or what he's going for. And I think that'll make all the difference for you.
Thank you very much. How do I? He chases his shadow too. He tries to eat it if he ever catches it.
Yeah, that's all part. Did he do any of this before you started with the flashlight?
Yeah, he did. He was a foster dog, and then he moved in. So
yeah, so he probably never had the opportunity. He's probably for anything that excites him, anything that gets him energized, from his perspective, even chasing something like a shadow. But that compulsive behavior, I would do some advanced training with the dog. I really mean that. I'll go to my website and just do some advanced training, and not because I care whether he does this the first time or the second time, but it really helps build up the dog's confidence at that point, and I think that's really, really critical. In the meantime, don't go anywhere, Tony. Give him a hug and a kiss. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your dog, and that ought to stop him from chasing. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be speaking with, let's see, we got Kate in Burlington. I love Burlington, Vermont. I used to live in upstate New York. I used to go over to Burlington all the time. We got Richland, Washington. We got Kankakee, Illinois. Who was that? What was that song? Coming in from Los Angeles. No, Kankakee. That was, oh, God, come on. What the guy's name? I'm losing my mind. Anyway, the phone number here, 877-725, Arlo Guthrie, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, oh, Elisa's going to answer my question later on. Elisa, we'll get to you. Don't go anywhere. Elisa has the guts to answer the question. What question would you ask your dog, your cat, or your horse? The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Hey, listen, before I go to the break, let me just remind everyone. You never know where Warren's going to pop up or not pop up. It's so important that you follow my YouTube channel. It's free. No one benefits from it. I share a lot of information there, a lot of one-minute tips, two-minute tips, videos. There's even videos of there me doing the old Mickey Mouse Club with the new Mickey Mouse Club and Regis and Kathy Lee in the Today Show. And good. Anyway, check out youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. And I'm telling you this for a reason, because I want you to always be able to get the information that I want to share with you. So go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Subscribe. It's free. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all your phone calls, 877-725-8255. Listen, I know you love to feed your dog, but I know you want to make sure that your dog's getting everything it should get. And it's confusing. You go to the pet store, you watch TV, you look in the newspaper, there's dozens and dozens of different dog food with these big celebrities, and oh, this is my dog food. This is my dog food. How many of these celebrities do you think are actually involved with the dog food or just giving their name to the dog food? Or what I found out recently is that a lot of these dog food companies that spend thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising are investment groups out of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, not interested in your dog, but they investment groups that got into the dog food business based on the fact that the dog food business was so successful. Anyway, Lucy Pet Food's different. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured right here in Southern California. Joey Herrick, my good friend, has been in the pet food business for years and years and years. The CEO, I can call him anytime. We have lunch together, dinner together. But more importantly, it's the compassion and the passionate way Lucy Pet Food's made. It's made right in their own plant. They spent millions on their own laboratory and test every ingredient as it comes in, meaning you're getting the safest and the healthiest pet food for your dogs and cats. I want you to hear from a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Your dogs are smart there. Hey, listen, if you want the dogs to be enjoying their food as much, I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And when you're there, you can check out the Lucy Pet Food for your dog or cat, the wet food, the dry food, the kitty lickies, hip to be square treats, their dog food rolls. I'm telling you, go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. When you're there, you can mix it up, spend just $35, whatever you order, spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to have to break for the top of the hour in a minute or two, so I don't want to rush anyone, but I want to definitely get to your calls. You'll be my first four in the next hour. Kate, great call from Burlington, Vermont, a two-year-old male cat that's changed its eating habits, and that's something to be concerned about, so we'll talk to you about that. We got Richland, Washington, multiple cats with problems. Elisa, I want to get to you. I haven't answered my question. And we have... someone calling from the Lake of the Ozarks, one of my favorite places in Missouri. Lake of the Ozarks has a two-year-old dog with OCD. This is the second OCD question we've had today. And OCD is you know, we're busier nowadays, and sometimes our dogs will develop or our cats will develop some type of OCD behavior based on just the fact that there's even though they have all the toys in the world, they're just not receiving the same amount of time with their guardians as they used to. So we'll talk about OCD when we get to her as well. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Now, Elisa in Kankakee is the only one who's had the courage so far. We're going to get to you, I promise, to answer my question. If you could sit down and say to your dog or your cat or your horse or whatever, your bird, whatever pet you had, if you were to sit down with them and you were able to literally ask them a question, what question would that be? What would you ask your dog or cat? Do I show you enough affection? Do I lose my temper with you? Do I lose my patience? We're going to talk about that. Continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Kate, Paula, Lisa, she don't go anywhere. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then back to all of your phone calls. Plenty of time for your calls. Still got some great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.